The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem-Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmons.
Hey, good afternoon. Greetings. Welcome on this gorgeous Friday afternoon to the show. Happy that you're with us for this next couple of hours, making your way for the ride home. Traffic is light, so it looks like people have already started the weekend.
And maybe if you're heading to the Arts Festival, it would be a spectacular afternoon and evening at the Arts Festival.
Yes, and however, if you are on the east side of the city, forget it.
Forget it. Yeah, basically you should call for a helicopter.
Yeah, just stay home, yeah, because this evening, I think at 10 o'clock, the parkway shut down from Swissvale into the Boulevard of the Allies.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it. I mean, it's not that's a common route or that a lot of people travel it. It's just
and there's a lot going on in the city as well.
Backwoods area. I mean, why would they pick the – it doesn't matter.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
No, I think probably no matter what weekend they chose, they were going to get some backlash.
I'm sure, because there's no good time.
Right.
But it is – the Arts Festival is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
So you'd think. Anyway.
Happy Flag Day.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave.
Of course, that's James Cagney from the film Yankee Doodle Dandy. Is that a great film? Have you seen that
film? It is a great film.
I love it so much.
Do you know all the words to that song?
I probably do. You're okay. A grand old flag. Yeah.
Mike, do you know the words to that song?
No.
Okay. I'm just thinking that I'm not trying to, you know, make you feel bad if you don't know the words to Yankee Doodle Dandy, because who cares? But that was a song that we had to sing in school when I was in elementary school.
Yankee Doodle Dandy or Grand Old Flag?
Both.
Oh, yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to sing.
Why?
It was just part of our, like, when you're in music class in first grade or second grade.
That was it.
That was, we sang, and we also did This Land Is Your Land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else? Those are the three big ones. Oh.
America the Beautiful?
The Erie Canal.
The Erie Canal. I don't know that song.
I got a mule. You don't know I got a mule? Her name is Sal?
No.
15 miles on the Erie Canal?
I don't know that was enough.
She's a good old worker and a good old pal.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just kind of funny. I mean, Yankee Doodle Dandy was probably in the 30s, 40s?
The film?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, probably late 30s. But it's a really great film. And Cagney?
I know.
What a figure.
I mean,
you couldn't make that guy up. Just fabulous, really. So I wonder if they're showing that today on Turner
they
Classic.
They have to be.
They probably have to.
Yeah. If you're not going to show it today, when are you going to show it?
Right. You got a flag up at your house?
I don't. And I feel badly. I didn't realize it was Flag Day until I had already left.
I always fly the flag, but I did the same thing. I left and didn't put it up.
I'll put it up when I get home until it gets dark.
Thank you so much. Very good.
You're welcome.
I'll do the same thing.
I'm happy to do it.
So Flag Day, I mean, flag is weird. Do you know that?
The flag isn't weird.
Well, the whole story around the flag is weird.
Okay, that's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a weird story. That the flag in many ways was sort of put into action because the politicians of the day could not decide about design and things like that, and wampum was involved in this. So there was a story about an American Indian. His name is Thomas Green, and he was traveling from Washington to Philadelphia, and he needed a symbol that he was safe and protected. So he said, I want to sort of cover myself, so I'm going to put some I'm going to give some wampum, some currency to the people in command, so that they would move themselves and put something together. So he went before Continental Congress and said, "Here's three strands of wampum," and they were like, "We don't need the wampum." But you're right. You're making a good point. So finally, Continental Congress said, we're going to sit down and try to sort this out. So they brought in a team of designers, which did not include Betsy Ross, which is probably, you know, the thing that people think about the American flag.
Right.
And they finally came up with this design of stars and stripes.
So the guys from the Continental Congress designed the flag.
Well, they brought people in to help design the flag.
Oh, okay. People who, like artistic people who knew what they were doing.
Yeah. And so Betsy Ross was tied in.
So she sewed it.
Yes.
But she didn't design it or have any decision-making power as far as what was going to go into it.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's a striking flag. And you look at other world flags.
I love the flag.
There's nothing like it.
I love our flag.
Me too.
I'm a big, isn't it beautiful?
I'm
a big fan.
Me too. Yeah. There's really, when you look at flags around the world.
Do you have any other favorite flags?
I can't say I do.
I like the Union Jack.
Oh, that's pretty.
I think that's just straightforward and classic. And I really like that one.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on the segment Fun with Flags with Sheldon Cooper.
Well, you know, it is Flag Day. I feel like it's important to do it.
Yeah.
What's the blue and white cross? Is that Sweden?
Yes.
I kind of like that one, too.
Yeah. Very nice. How about the Canadian flag?
No, wait.
with the maple leaf, right? The red.
Oh, maple right. Leaf. Of course. That's a very good one.
Yeah.
I feel terrible that it took me that long to get
there. The Mexican
flag? I like that one.
Yeah. What is that?
It's red and green, and it has an emblem in the middle.
The Greek flag?
The Greek flag is blue and white.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember exactly what it looks like.
I don't
know. Okay. The Italian flag.
Threw that in there.
The Italian flag is just red, white, and green stripe.
Yeah.
Three stripes, right?
How about, what's a weird flag? Look at a weird flag.
China's flag always looked a little aggressive to me.
Well, the China.
I mean, do you think so?
Yeah, it's a little intimidating, is it not? Yeah.
Every time I see a Japanese flag, I always think
tour.
Of all the times that I cut myself shaving and I had to put like a little piece of white white toilet paper or tissue.
I never think of that
on my face. Look, like I have a whole bunch of Japanese flags all over my face after I'm done shaving.
Wow, I've never considered that.
That's
I
really
appreciate
cool.
your perspective Sorry. On that, Mike. Sorry.
How about the American flag on the moon? You know, they planted six flags on the moon.
I didn't know there were six flags.
Yeah, and five of them are still standing.
Six flags over the moon.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Five flags are still standing. The only one that's not still standing is the first flag that was planted, of course, by Neil Armstrong during Apollo 11, because the flag was planted so close to the lunar module that when they blasted off, that thing went flying down.
Mm, okay.
That's cool.
Right. So is Flag Day, I know this is an ignorant question, but that's why I'm asking. Flag Day is particularly an American holiday. It's not a holiday where we just honor flags.
No,
we're honoring our flag.
Our flag. Okay. Our American flag. Yeah. So God bless America.
Yeah. God flag. Bless America.
All right.
And it's certainly not too late because we're just starting the show for me to tell you. Your weekend has begun.
Oh, yeah. You're a high-flying flag. It's 11 minutes past the 4 o'clock hour. An absolutely gorgeous. You know, a lot of farmers markets are underway right now.
Oh, I would love to stop at a farm. I might do that on the way home.
So in this corner of the world, all is right and well.
In this hour, we're going to talk to Tish Harrison Warren, who's a priest in the Anglican Church in North America and a rector of a church right in the Shadyside, North Oakland area. We're going to talk about pro-lifers. Are they hypocrites? There is a concerted effort to portray people who are anti-abortion as being exclusive and hypocritical. But I think that the movement is gaining much more traction amongst people that are diverse. And Tish Harrison Warren's going to be with us. And coming up next, we're going to talk about Bonhoeffer and what he said about temptation with our friend, the Reverend Kurt Bjorklund from Orchard Hill Church. So stay close. Today's Ride Home.
WORD.
Turning Point with David Jeremiah.
I don't care what you've done, how bad it may be, what anybody has said to you about what you've done. There is no sin that is too great that it cannot be forgiven by Almighty God. Do you hear me?
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, Slaying the Giants in Your Life, next time on Turning Point.
This evening at 7:30 on 101.5 WORD.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Dan O'Neill from Eagles Wings Church. In the time of the prophet Isaiah, the kingdom of Judah was under attack. The leaders of Judah wanted to make a treaty with Egypt to get help. Isaiah called such a treaty a covenant of death. This treaty would have been inscribed on the foundation of the Egyptian temple at Thebes, a place dedicated to the dead. But Isaiah 28:16 says, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. On Mount Zion stood the temple of God, and in its holiest place were the stone tablets with the words of God. This was a treaty of life between God and man. Instead of looking to worldly authority for help, Judah should have looked to God's word, which heralded the coming of the Word made flesh, Jesus. Tune in to Eagle's Wings Radio Sunday mornings at 11:30 a.m. right here on Word FM 101.5 to learn more about living in God's authority.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Offer cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Pittsburgh. This is Tone Chilkin for my good friends at Calusi Chevrolet. This month, you could qualify for 0% APR financing for 72 months or over $8,000 in savings on a brand new, totally redesigned 2019 Silverado pickup. Must qualify. The team at Calusi has been serving Pittsburgh for over 100 years, so you can buy with confidence. Check them out at Calusi.com. Find new roads at Calusi Chevrolet.
Reverend Kurt Bjorklund is with us from Orchard Hill Church, where he's the senior pastor. Kurt, welcome to the show. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Kurt, always good to talk to you. You know, I thought it was interesting that you told us that you wanted to talk about temptation. And, you know, as in so many things, Bonhoeffer's take on how we look at the Christian life and our own discipleship is really challenging. So talk about his particular take on what temptation is, what it looks like.
Yeah, well, he has the line where he talks about how easy it is to be not mindful of Christ or forget Christ rather than antagonistic to Christ. I forget the exact way that it's worded in this moment, but
Satan does not fill. I have it here. Satan does not fill us with hatred of God, but forgetfulness of God.
Yeah, and that's such a good turn of a phrase, because what he does is he reminds us how simply we can become consumed with our own lives and not be focused on what God is doing for us or wants for us in our lives. And that really is the essence often of temptation. I was thinking about the two accounts in the Bible that are very well known for temptation. One is David and Bathsheba. The other is Joseph and Potiphar's wife. And you really do see the difference of mindfulness of Christ versus forgetfulness in those two situations. With Joseph, he says, how can I do this great evil and sin against God? And it's his way of bringing God's authority, God's realm into his current situation. And David has almost no thought, apparently, of God or of consequences or of results or of how what he does impacts anybody else. He simply sees Bathsheba and says, that's what I want, and he goes and does it.
And that's kind of how we are today in the world, isn't it, Kurt? That, you know, I think when we look at, we spend so much time looking at our phones or busying ourselves with the day-to-day, it's easy to let God slip away way, way back in the foreground.
Oh, absolutely. And even along with that, even if God isn't in the background, we lose the mindfulness that God is for people, that his standards are for our good. And one of the ways I've talked about this in the past is, you know, when my kids were really little, we didn't let them play in the road. And it wasn't that we didn't love our kids that we restricted our freedom, their freedom. It was precisely because we loved them that we said, you are not allowed to play in the road. You must play in the yard. And if you play in the road, there's going to be a consequence. And sometimes I think what happens when we forget the goodness of God is that we go through life feeling like his standards are somehow there to restrict our pleasure, our joy, our good life, rather than to bring our pleasure and our good life. And that is part of what forgetfulness really is. At its core, isn't just forgetting that God exists, but forgetting that he is good and that his ways are good for us.
Kurt, what did you think about the Pope changing some of the wording on the Lord's Prayer? Did you read about that?
I didn't see that. What happened?
Okay, so Pope Francis has approved changes to the wording of the Lord's Prayer, and this has to do, obviously, with what you're talking about. Instead of saying, lead us not into temptation, apparently Catholics will say, do not let us fall into temptation. The Pope said he thought the English translation of the prayer was not correct.
Okay, so he based that on his understanding of the original text.
I think so. He said,
fall into, not be led into.
Yes, he said, it is not a good translation because it speaks of a God who induces temptation. He told this to Italy's TV 2000 channel. I'm the one who falls. It's not him pushing me into temptation to then see how I have fallen. A father doesn't do that. A father helps you to get up immediately. It's Satan who leads us into temptation. That's his department.
I can understand that take. I'm always a little leery if we change words of scripture, but that, you know, without taking time to actually have looked at the Greek there and make sure I understand exactly the nuances, I wouldn't want to make too big of a comment.
Right.
In James, we read that the Lord is not tempted by evil and doesn't tempt anybody, that concept. And so, you know, to say, to blame God for our temptation, if somebody uses the Lord's Prayer for that, would be clearly a bad take. 1 Corinthians tells us that there's no temptation that's so strong that we don't have a way of escape. And so both of those references would lead me to say, if I'm ever turning and saying, I can't help myself, God made me this way, or, you know, God has created a situation that I couldn't stand against, then that would be a really dishonoring take of God.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the fundamental message that the Pope is trying to get across, is that our it's so easy when we screw up, I mean, to blame somebody else, whether it's God or it's someone, you know, it's my husband that made me do it, or it's, you know, my parent that did this to me, or
I'm too tired, I'm too busy.
Right. Or I didn't really have any choice, or I was too poor, or I was too rich, or whatever it is. It's just, that's our, I mean, that's our go-to excuse.
Absolutely. And there's, we live in a culture that loves to assign blame to anybody else except ourselves. Right. And that's easy to do spiritually as well, to say, I did this because of these situations or these people, rather than saying, I did it because I wanted to and I made a poor choice or a sinful choice.
Right. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Satan does not fill us with hatred of God, but forgetfulness of God. I mean, it's a little genius twist, isn't it? It's a kind of a stroke of, we do think that Satan is always the one who separates us from God, right? But we are the machine that just busies ourselves or allows ourselves. I think a lot of it for us, I'll speak for myself, is just laziness. That, you know, sometimes towards the end of the day, I'll be lying in bed and thinking of the day and being grateful for the day. And I think, Lord, how many times throughout the day did I do this? I acted the fool or acted in anger or haste or impatience or whatever. And I just forgot to have you with me instead of having you with me on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. Where we just did our day and didn't think about the reality of God in our situation.
Yeah. What about your prayer life, Kurt? I mean, the idea of, you know, as we pray, of course, God is front and center in our minds and our hearts. So if we're praying throughout the day, you know, right, to pray without ceasing, then we would never forget God.
Yeah, and probably most of us struggle at least somewhat with that idea. I certainly do. A few years ago, I put together that book, Prayers for Today.
Yes.
Because in my own prayer life, it was easy to just come to God with kind of a grocery list of needs and then lose focus and not pray in any kind of consistent way. And so I found having some rhythm and structure to my prayer life helps me be more focused on God, not on myself via my own prayers.
Kurt, let's just, I want to take you down a little bit of a different path and just talk about Dietrich Bonhoeffer a little bit. Have you been studying him? Is he a favorite of yours? Why did he come to mind when you were thinking about temptation?
Yeah, well, I read his book that Eric Metaxas put together on him a few years ago, which was really a great read. It read more like a novel than a biography. And that just kind of fascinated me with his take. And then I went back and reread some of the other works that I had of his that I had read in the past, Cost of Discipleship, Life Together, and some of those things. And I've just started, collecting a few more of his thoughts again and realizing that he really did stand almost by himself, so it seemed. I'm sure there were others, but in a time that was so extreme, and the temptation for him even to have just gone along, to get along, had to have been very strong. And so when he writes some of the things that he writes, they cost him ultimately, which does carry a different kind of weight when you read somebody who lived in that kind of an extreme situation.
I'm into that. Mm-hmm. Kurt Bjorklund, senior pastor at Orchard Hill Church. Hey, Kurt, of course, this weekend is Father's Day. How do you wear Father's Day in your life? You think about your own father, you being the father to your children. What's that work for you?
Well, it's hopefully a day to have some good time with my boys. This year, three of my boys are going to a church camp that our church has going on, so I'm with just one of my sons. But we'll go and honor my wife's dad. My father passed away a few years ago, so we'll spend some time with my father-in-law and hopefully have a chance just to honor him as part of the day, and we'll also be present at Orchard Hill in the morning and hopefully celebrate dads as well as point to our ultimate Heavenly Father.
Nice. So speaking of Orchard Hill, how are things there? What's going on?
Great things. We've launched in the new location within the Strip District. We've been in the Strip for several years, but the new building's up and running and had just really nice response from the community there. So we're excited about what God's doing there. Continue. Just heading into Kids Fest, which is a great summer camp for kids, especially at our Wexford location. A couple thousand kids will come around and be part of hearing about Jesus Christ and the love of God through the summer. So we're excited about that.
Very nice. Hey, Kurt, thanks an awful lot. We always appreciate your faithfulness, your preaching and teaching, which is heard daily here on Word FM, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Friday afternoon.
Thank you so much. Reverend Kurt Bjorklund, senior pastor. Orchard Hill Today is heard on Word FM daily, Monday through Friday. Check it out online, wordfm.com.
How does Eden Christian Academy prepare students for success? Through education that ignites the mind and inspires the spirit, from pre-K through 12th grade, through 47 state-certified full-time teachers, and opportunities in sports, the arts, and service to the community. With results like SAT scores 200 points over the national average, schedule a tour at any of Eden's three North Hills campuses and see what the area's largest non-denominational Christian school has to offer at EdenChristianAcademy.org.
Hey, it's John Hall. So a while back, the folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, John, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think?" I was skeptical. I mean, it's a pillow, but what did I have to lose, right? I'll tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. It changed my life. So I'm letting you know, you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping your pillow in the middle of the night. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. Don't like it? Return it. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's like new again. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-391-0954. Use promo code WORD.
Providence Presbyterian Church, Washington Alliance Church, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, St. John the Baptist Church, Impact Christian Church, The Bible Chapel. What do all these churches from various denominations have in common? Nello Construction. Design and build with one company. Nello Construction. Full-service construction from the ground up. Renovation. Expansion. Nello Construction. The choice for churches. See the projects. Begin the journey at NelloConstruction.com.
Right now at Napa Auto Care Centers, when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts installed by pros, that's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Care Centers, exclusions apply. Offer ends June 30th.
Dentistry, in my opinion, shouldn't be a fear-inducing experience. And it really, I think, goes a long way for patients when I'm able to develop that one-on-one relationship with them.
Exceptional dentistry meets compassionate care at StockFamilyDentistry.com.
Sometimes if you've heard this as a single person, and I know it's well intended, when people say to you, don't you worry.
Word FM presents writer, comedian, and playwright Sherry Lynn.
God's going to send that person for you.
It's Ladies Night Out, June 21st at the Bible Chapel.
What's wrong with that thought process is it says that those of you who are married were ready when you got there. I saw some wives looking at their husband like, we've been married 23 years, he's still ain't ready.
For tickets and group discounts, go to wordfm.com.
Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight, the low 55. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, becoming breezy with a shower or thunderstorm around. Late in the day, the high tomorrow 76. Periods of rain and a thunderstorm tomorrow night, low 64. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, high 77 degrees. With your AccuWeather weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Danielle Niddle.
The Word FM is offering an incredible and limited opportunity for a new family at participating Christian schools throughout Western Pennsylvania. These are new families. First time in, you get half price tuition. Full disclosure, my kids attended Christian schools, loved it. It was a major event in their life. It really helped to make them the men that they are today. So we are deeply pro-Christian school in our family. Joining us right now is Nanette Curtis, Director of Admissions. Nanette, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, Nanette, Eden Christian Academy, tell us where you're located.
Well, we're actually located in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, and we have three locations. We have our lower school has two different locations. One is at the Berkeley Hills campus, right off of Siebert Road near Ross Park Mall. The other one is located in Wexford, right inside of Northway Community Church. And those grades go preschool 3 through 6th grade. And then we have our upper campus, which is located in Ohio Township. It's right off of Mount Nebo and Nicholson Road.
Wonderful.
And they're all within 8 to 10 miles of one another.
Terrific. Hey, talk about Eden. This is a major thing in that, you know, a lot of people would be leery of sending their kids to Christian schools. I hear this a lot. When my kids were in Christian schools, they go, well, you know, maybe the quality of education is not as good as the public schools or another private school. But clearly, that is not the case with Eden. This is a first-class education.
Oh, absolutely. Not only are you getting a very rigorous curriculum, you're also having your students be mentored by some of the finest teachers that you can find in this area. And they're all Christian. They want to mentor these students to be the men and women that can go out into the world and do what they need to do to make a difference for Christ.
That to me is key. Many people think, oh, well, the Christian school, there's just, you know, a traditional religious class. But at the school that we attended, and I know this is true in Eden, that there is Christ in all things throughout all the flow of the subjects.
Absolutely. We have about 11 advanced placement courses. We have two college high school courses, one through the University of Pittsburgh and another through Duquesne University. They are all you know, geared towards a secular curriculum, but we do biblical integration into every subject.
Wonderful.
So we don't take God out of the classroom. He's right there where he's supposed to be. He created everything, so he should be included in everything.
He sure should. Listen, half-price tuition. I know the school year's over for just about every kid right now. You're in the summer mode, which is great. But when you think about what's going to happen in late August, early September, get your kid into a quality Christian school. There are many Christian schools that Word FM is so happy to partner with. Look at wordfm.com. You'll see the half-price tuition banner at the very top of the page. Nanette, thanks an awful lot. I hope that you, whatever have summer that you have, that you enjoy that, and you're ready for a great school year next September.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Don.
My great pleasure. Listen, half-price tuition, wordfm.com.
WORD.
Hang on, folks. It's another incredible voyage. Next on Adventures in Odyssey. Kurt and Lucy witness a great American moment.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in the air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
That was radical. I've got to tell somebody.
Don't miss this star-spangled Adventure in Odyssey. Tonight at 8 on 101.5 Word FM, WORD.
I want you to sleep in. I want you to cool down. And I want you to have the home of your dreams. I'm Alyssa Walters, CEO and daughter of family-owned and run BlindsGalore.com. My mom, Shelley.
Hi, everyone.
And I have been working together for as long as I can remember. We've never settled for mediocre, and you shouldn't either. We're tough customers, but we love to say wow when it's worth it. That's why we built Blinds Galore. To give you designer blinds, shades, drapery, and shutters without the designer price. Get free samples, free shipping, and all the free design help you desire. Our in-house team of experts can help you online or over the phone every step of the way. Plus, you're free to exchange your custom blinds or shades for any reason. It's that simple. We've been doing this for nearly 20 years and want you to take pride in your window treatments. It's your home, after all. You'll love the view.
We promise.
Just go to BlindsGalore.com. That's BlindsGalore.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Tunch Elkin for my good friends at Calusi Chevrolet. If you've been thinking about a new car or truck, now is the time. This month, you could save 18% off the MSRP on select 2018 models still in stock. For example, save up to $4,200 on remaining 2018 cruises. And you can buy with confidence knowing the team at Calusi has been serving Pittsburgh for over 100 years. Check them out at Calusi.com. Find new roads at Calusi Chevrolet.
We welcomed David Delayden to our show yesterday, and you may have heard of David, or at least you've probably seen some of the furor about him, because he's the guy who is the head of the Center for Medical Progress, and he released those undercover Planned Parenthood videos that came out maybe three or four years ago.
Right. And it was a really big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And it caused a lot of conversation to happen around the issue of abortion, the issue of what we do with aborted fetuses, and how our country responds to the death of our smallest.
That's right.
We had him on yesterday because we were talking about fetal experimentation, which is going on right here at Pittsburgh, in Pittsburgh, at the University of Pittsburgh, funded by the NIH, which is the National Institutes of Health. And it got our conversation going on social media again about how it is that we live in a country that wants to reach out and wants to protect people, wants to welcome immigrants, wants to extend education to people who can't afford it, while at the same time, we find it easy to dispose of very small humans we don't want.
That they themselves, those who say, well, they're not human beings at all. Or if they say that, people who are Christians, they may want the babies while the babies are in the womb, but when the babies are born, well, no one's ready to take care of them. Tish Harrison Warren is with us. Tish has written an excellent piece at Christianity Today called Pro-Lifers Aren't Hypocrites. Tish is a priest in the Anglican Church in North America. She currently serves as co-associate rector at the Church of the Ascension in Pittsburgh. Tish is also the author of Liturgy of the Ordinary, Sacred Practices in Everyday Life, which was Christianity Today's Book of the Year in 2018. Tish, welcome to the show.
Hi. Good to talk to you guys again.
Always good to talk to you, Tish. You know, this is a mantra that we hear a lot, and I think it's actually an important thing that we have heard as people who call ourselves pro-lifers, is that we only care about people before they're born, but we don't invest any time in humans after they're born. I say it's important only because I think it's always good to get a check on our motives and our effectiveness from the other side.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, the piece that I wrote tries to be somewhat nuanced, and that I, at the end, sort of get to why I do think there's cause for concern on a political level. But I wrote the piece because I had just seen a lot online of talking about pro-life hypocrisy and how pro-life people only care about children before they're born and not after. And I am not deeply involved in the pro-life movement. I don't work for a pro-life organization or something, but I'm involved enough that I see that this is not true. And especially after there's been a lot of debate about abortion in the news, I even saw people who identify as pro-life online using this cliche sort of over and over again. So I felt like the reality is that there's lots of institutions and organizations and individuals advocating for a really holistic pro-life caring for children and women before birth, but also after birth, and that's really just not covered. And so I wanted to highlight that, and then I also wanted to highlight what I think is inconsistency in both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party about protecting the weak. What you're talking about, Kathy, that it is easy to care about babies until birth. But I don't think that is the attitude of the majority of pro-lifers.
I agree. And I did work for a pro-life organization for a while, and I've been involved in the movement for a long time. And I can think of few people, to be honest with you, that aren't truly concerned, who are involved in the movement, who are truly concerned about women and children.
Right. And so many people are doing so much in terms of adoption, fostering, volunteering, helping out-of-wedlock mothers, helping with things like healthcare and starting health clinics. There's tons and tons of stuff going on, and yet this cliche like persists. And so, and it's even used, I saw and mentioned in the piece, by pro-choice organizations like NARAL, NARAL, to as a something that is really encouraged to put, they have memes on it, to encouraging people to put that out there.
Really?
So it's really used rhetorically, but I think it's a way to dismiss the larger argument of the pro-life movement, and also just how diverse the pro-life movement is. There's all kinds of ideological diversity within the movement. It's really not a very small group of, you know, white conservative men. Mm-hmm. It's a much larger movement than that. And I think it's a straw man to try to dismiss what's actually happening on the ground.
Right.
And as I put this piece out, it's been interesting because I've heard from a lot of people who said, you know, why aren't we hearing more about all these organizations that you've listed? And there's even many more organizations that I didn't list, but I listed many organizations that are doing whole life care. And then other people, so some people have said, why aren't we hearing about this? And then other people involved in the pro-life movement have said, have given me so many more examples of things, of really beautiful things that people are doing to take care of women and children before birth and after birth until death.
And that's really why we love the piece so much, Trish, is that you listed any number of organizations that are consistent in their pro-life stance. Can you talk about an organization, the Consistent Life Network? I mean, Voice for Peace, Justice in Life, this is a powerful group.
Yeah. So, again, like, I'm not in the center of this. I'm on their listserv, and I get mailings from them, but I'm certainly not, like, an expert on Consistent Life Network. But you can Google consistentlifenetwork.org.
Yeah.
But they are Catholics and Protestants, but they hold to the Catholic social teaching of a seamless garment of life, that in any case we protect and choose life. So that goes for abortion, war, the death penalty, but also things like caring for the poor, providing health care for children in particular. So they are just, it's Consistent Life Network is a network. It brings together organizations and institutions that are committed to caring for people from the womb to the tomb, is a phrase that is often used. So, they, in any case that there's an option of life or death, they always choose the option of life. Hmm. And but what's interesting about them, what I like, I mean, I like a lot about them, and I encourage people to look up Consistent Life Network, and you can join their listserv, and you can get updates from them weekly. And they also have things like protest and put ways to give money and to support women and children. And but they sometimes progressives can talk about the need for consistency, and I think that's good, but they can sort of leave out abortion of that. So they'll talk about, they'll say we need to be totally pro-life, but then it seems like they never kind of protest abortion as well. Right. But Consistent Life really does. They show up at March for Life, and they show up at marches against nuclear weapons.
Good,
like,
for
they
them.
Show up at both of these.
I love that, Tish. I get so excited when I see people like that, because that to me proves that they actually care about the issue and they're not beholden to politics.
Yeah, they're not. And part of that is that they advocate for within and for both, but like whichever party is
right.
in office,
yes.
they will deal with that party
sure.
and advocate with that party.
Sure, so, because they care about the actual thing, not just being either on the right or the left.
That's exactly right. I think that the problem that I highlight in my piece is that people, particularly the media and pro-choice organizations, can conflate the GOP platform and the pro-life movement as if those are the exact same thing.
Right.
The actual reality of the movement when you're in it is not that. Of course, there are people that are Republicans and pro-life, but there are also people that are Democrats and pro-life, and there's lots of independents. But when we're talking institutionally, these organizations, they advocate for consistent life policies and for pro-life policies, regardless of who's in office. And so it really is about issue and the issues and not a particular party or a particular politician.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that's key. I mean, when you look at the political landscape today, whether it's illegal immigration or what's happening with heartbeat bills, and I mean, pro-life and, you know, all that.
Or what's happening with euthanasia in Europe.
Yeah. I mean, it's front and center in every new, it feels like every news cycle today. So, you know, it's hard to avoid. And of course, you've got to educate yourself and have an opinion about this and advocate as well.
And isn't it hard to have, I mean, I said I respect those people. You were talking about the Consistent Life Network. I respect them a lot simply because when you care about issues regarding life, it's very easy to get caught up in a political platform and getting caught. And I'm not saying that there's politics aren't involved, because of course politics are involved. But if we are beholden to Jesus first, and if we serve him first, he has to be our first love. And it can't be being a Republican or being a Democrat. That absolutely has to come with down the list. And it's just always a consistent challenge. If we're going to act like people who know Jesus, and if we're going to advocate for life, we can't have politics front and center.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Christians in America and evangelicals in particular have a pretty unformed political theology. Like, we just don't think well about these things. And so, and we don't teach well about these things often in the church. And so, movements and people can really get totally swept away and co-opted by parties. So the church has become, you know, the Republican Party at prayer, or we're seeing more and more with young people become the Democrat Party at prayer, become knee-jerk progressive about every issue, or become knee-jerk conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is the biblical witness is just far more complicated. It troubles both parties.
Mm-hmm.
And a good example of this, and I don't bring this up in the piece, so I'm sort of going off script here, but Dorothy Day is a hero of mine, and it's interesting because she never endorsed a candidate in her life.
Wow.
But she worked for many political causes, but it was always for the issue. It was she never wanted to be beholden to a particular party or candidate, so she advocated for issues, and she advocated for issues politically. So whoever was in office, she would fight for, fair wages for workers and for mainly protection of laborers, protection of the poor, things that benefited the homeless. But she did that regardless of who was in office. So it was always about issue to her, and she was very, very careful to not be co-opted or owned by one particular party, because she wanted to be able to fight for issues regardless of who was in office. And she was strongly pro-life and against abortion, and also strongly against Vietnam. And so, you know, she never fit. And so, but she would still work for political causes, but she was really careful to be independent from one or the other particular, you know, party.
Yes. And I'm sure, Tish, that there are voices out there right now that are like Dorothy Day, that are not swallowed up by Democrat, Republican,
And I want to make sure that I make it clear, I don't think it's wrong to be a Democrat or Republican.
No, of course not.
I'm not saying that. I mean, I'm a Republican. I'm a registered Republican. People listen to the show know that. I'm a political conservative. That's just how I see the world. But it's a matter of priority. I just have to remind myself that I belong to Jesus first.
That trumps everything.
Yeah, that has to be the first thing.
Yeah, and there's I think thousands upon thousands of people that are embodying that kind of ethos. I mean, I can't say there's thousands of people like Dorothy Day, because she's kind of amazing. And
right, she's kind of unique.
Right, right.
I mean, not many of us live among the homeless.
Right,
but,
right.
I elect you, Tish.
but in terms of, I think there's many, many voices in the pro-life movement that are seeking consistency. And of course, like all of us, I mean, the piece is called Pro-Life, Pro-Lifers Aren't Hypocrites. I wanted to nuance today online, but I didn't have time to say, you know, to some extent, all humans are hypocrites, and holding any moral stance is going to inevitably make you a hypocrite because you can't live up to it.
Right.
But I don't think pro-lifers are any more hypocritical than anyone else.
I like it.
Thank goodness.
And that's a perfect way to end. That's Tish Harrison Warren.
Thanks, Tish.
Tish is at Church of the Ascension in Pittsburgh, and also author of Liturgy of the Ordinary, Sacred Practices in Everyday Life, which was named Christianity Today's 2018 Book of the Year and one of my faves. Tish, thank you.
Hi, this is Tunch Ilkin for my good friends at Colusi Chevrolet. If you've been thinking about a new car or truck, now is the time. Right now, Pittsburgh's most popular crossover, the Chevy Equinox, is priced as low as $23,990 at Colusi Chevrolet. And you can buy with confidence, knowing the team at Colusi has been serving Pittsburgh for over 100 years. Check them out at Colusi.com. Find new roads at Colusi Chevrolet.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news, and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. How much fun does actress Jenny Slate have voicing Gidget in the Secret Life of Pets movies?
Oh, I love playing Gidget. I'm not as outwardly sure of myself as Gidget is, so it feels really good to be that. And I've also got to say it. Yeah, she's really a part of me. I know how to react as Gidget, and it's very gratifying to add to the entertainment.
The Secret Life of Pets 2, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
When wet weather is on the way, keep it dry inside with J&D Waterproofing. Water seepage and a sinking foundation can cause major structural damage if left untreated. Joe Belanti and the team at J&D Waterproofing have the experience to correct your water problem with over 72 years in the industry. Call the Tri-State's premier waterproofing company now at 1-800-VERY-DRY for a free estimate and big savings on all waterproofing services for a limited time. J&D Waterproofing, 1-800-VERY-DRY.
Highmark insurance members will no longer have discount access to many UPMC doctors after June 30th. A Commonwealth court judge ruled today in what is unlikely the last word in the bitter divorce between UPMC and Highmark. Judge Robert Simpson has ruled the consent decree that guided business relations between Highmark and UPMC for 5 years will end on June 30th, closing the doors to UPMC doctors for thousands of people across Western Pennsylvania.
Thousands? Tens of thousands?
Yep.
Hundreds of thousands? You're going to be kidding me.
An appeal of the decision, of course, to the Supreme Court is expected the second time in as many months. The state attorney general and Highmark officials cannot state a cause of action for extension of the termination expiration proven of the consent decree, says Judge Simpson. But here's the weird thing. Judge Simpson's ruling comes 8 days after UPMC unexpectedly announced that it would continue allowing in-network access for Highmark members after June 30th.
Yeah, so what does that mean? I don't know. So what does that mean? So they announced they were going to do it. The judge says now that I don't get it.
Going to shut it down. But I think, you know, UPMC felt the heat of public relations.
And they should.
Of course they said, because it excluded Children's Hospital in Lawrenceville. I mean, what do you do?
Listen, Pittsburghers who pay taxes helped to build UPMC for decades.
And, of course, the nonprofit status requires that they pay no tax. And they're the behemoth because it's based upon us.
Exactly.
Us.
Exactly. And so they're going to take their privilege, which has been accorded to them by hardworking people in Pittsburgh, and they're going to use that privilege to keep half of the city out.
This feels like ego.
Of course it is.
This is a Jeffrey Romoff. and that giant ego and one man controlling the board. Of course, we talked about this, what, a week or so ago.
Yeah, there was an
article. The board was called out.
Yeah.
Has the board responded?
Right.
No,
I have not seen any response from the board. Right. And and I'm sorry, I forget who wrote the article in the PG. But the writer of the article was saying, hey, look, so if you really think that this is the right thing to do, then it's time for each one of you UPMC board members to come out and say, I think this is the right thing to do, that
right.
we're going to discontinue any services, any discount services for people who are Highmark subscribers.
We've not heard.
Don't just hide behind Jeff Romoff. Make it your own thing.
Yeah.
If you're voting for this, then you're in.
Yeah. It's in the two board members. What was it? Paul O'Neill and was it Jim Rohr?
Oh, I think it was.
Yeah. So nothing. Crickets.
No, I haven't heard anything.
This is just wrong. I mean, I wonder if this is this just Pittsburgh or are there other cities that are – we are essentially being held hostage to something we built that's now controlled by a small
right.
group of people that excludes hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people.
Yeah, and if you want to talk to physicians – who work on one of the two places, they are so done
oh, I'm sure.
with it. I mean, they're like, you know, I think we went into this business so that we could help people. And why are we getting so caught up in the business that we're not helping people?
Ego. That's what it is. It feels just like someone's ego. And that someone, Jeffrey Romoff. Take a break. Come back. We got lots more ahead. We're going to talk about Father's Day and what it is to be a father. That's next. The 5 o'clock hour here. The Ride Home on Word FM and WPIT Radio.
WORD-FM, Pittsburgh, a service of Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is publicly blaming Iran for this week's attack on two oil tankers near the strategic Strait of Hormuz.
The president's making clear Washington blames Tehran.
Iran did do it.
But even as officials here at the Pentagon consider boosting defenses in the region, the president's hoping aggressive U.S. diplomacy will force Iran to the negotiating table. The administration seems caught between pressure to reassure Gulf allies by punishing Iran and avoiding getting closer to war. Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan says the aim now is to rally the world to condemn Iran.
To build international consensus to this international problem.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 17 points to 26,089. The NASDAQ dropped 40. The S&P lower by 5. Oil up 23 cents to $52.51 a barrel. This is SRN News.
The Ride Home with John and Kathy. Driven by Colusi Chevrolet. Serving the Pittsburgh area for over 100 years.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
It's time to stand with Israel. Consider the lifelong impact of joining nationally syndicated media hosts Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher, along with Word FM, on the Stand with Israel tour this December 2nd through 11th. More than a vacation, this journey will guide you through centuries of faith and culture as you visit iconic places right out of Scripture. Along the way, your hosts will broadcast on-site while you watch and participate. Together with like-minded travelers, you'll see over 40 iconic sites during the 10-day tour where you can pray at the Western Wall in Old City Jerusalem, float in the Dead Sea, and take a boat out onto the water of the Sea of Galilee. Have you ever wanted to walk inside the Garden Tomb? Register today for the Stand with Israel tour this December 2nd through 11th. Just visit our website for more details and registration information at wordfm.com/Israel. That's WORDFM.com/Israel.
What's happened to my son? We raised him in the church and he went to youth group. He's not acting like himself, and this morning I found drugs in his room. I can't tell my pastor or my friends. They'll think I'm a bad parent. Is this my fault? I'm so ashamed and don't know where to turn.
There is hope. For over 50 years, Western Pennsylvania Adult and Teen Challenge has been helping families to find answers to their loved ones' drug addiction. Call today, 724-265-4100, or visit paatc.org, bringing wholeness to the hopeless.
Providence Presbyterian Church, Washington Alliance Church, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, St. John the Baptist Church, Impact Christian Church, The Bible Chapel. What do all these churches from various denominations have in common? Nello Construction. Design and build with one company. Nello Construction. Full service construction from the ground up. Renovation. Expansion. Nello Construction. The choice for churches. See the projects. Begin the journey at NelloConstruction.com.
Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight, the low 55. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, becoming breezy with a shower or thunderstorm around. Late in the day, the high tomorrow 76. Periods of rain and a thunderstorm tomorrow night, low 64. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, high 77 degrees. With your AccuWeather weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Danielle Niddle.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem-Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmon.
Man, is it beautiful out, isn't it? Sunny skies.
Oh, spectacular day.
How about last night? Was it chilly?
Downright wind, cold.
The wind was crazy.
John and I had the lovely, lovely experience of being at Oakmont Country Club last night with our friends from EduNations.
Very nice.
And we want to thank you guys for that kind invitation. We learned a lot about a great organization last night. Mm-hmm. We really love EduNations and are looking forward to getting involved with them. But I was also thrilled to be at Oakmont, which I've never been able to visit before. And so I was, you know, I love golf. And so I was just geeking out at all the photographs of the U.S. Opens there. I mean, I was just absolutely in my glory. And I wanted to go out on the patio so I could look at the golf.
Too cold.
I was freezing.
Yeah.
And I thought, wait, this is June, right?
Yeah. But I like it. It's been a really nice spring, hasn't it?
It has been nice. I just am anxious for it to be hot. I really like hot.
I look ahead always, like, you know, always at the 7-day forecast. So somewhere down the line, like within the next 9 days, we'll for the first time go over 80 degrees.
Okay.
Which I'm in no hurry. I just kind of like it.
I mean, this is lovely. I just, yeah. I like to be in my house at night with all the windows open.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's like the same temperature on your skin outside as it is inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
How about new Mike? New Mike's going to the ocean next week.
Yeah, how about that? He didn't clear that with us.
It might be a little chilly.
No.
Come
no
on.
Way. No.
What ocean are you going to? I mean, I know you're going to the Atlantic Ocean. What beach are you going to?
Emerald Isle.
Where is that? Nice.
It's about 40 minutes south of Outer Banks.
Okay.
It's down
is
in
it
there.
North or gorgeous. South Carolina?
South. North.
Okay.
North Carolina. Yeah, I can't wait. It's not like one of those beaches where you're elbow to elbow with people.
No, right. That's what you want. You want to be alone.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Give me that open space.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, so I wonder how the water temperature will be.
I don't know. I was in... I know this is farther south from where you're talking, but I went to Hilton Head last year at this exact week, and I got in the water, and I all of a sudden realized why people go to South Carolina to swim, because it was about 75 degrees.
It's too early. Yeah. We go to the ocean in August.
It was glorious.
Really?
It was 75 degrees.
Oh, okay.
All right. I mean, it was perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden, it was very, very wonderful. I'm used to swimming. I spent my whole life going to the beach in Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, that's too cold.
At the end of August, it's still freezing. It's never, ever warm. And so being down there, I thought this can't really be the ocean. Oh, I loved it.
No, you want to lay in the ocean.
I loved
it. Nice, Mike. This time next week, you'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Get a little suntan, huh?
I hope you think fondly of us.
And I sure will.
I hope you text often so we can ask you work questions.
Right.
I'll take you pictures of the beach.
Oh, thanks.
Good. Could you cut some audio for us?
Sure.
No, come on back. So as a young father at the beach, you'll be spending some time building sandcastles with your son.
That's what I'm most excited about.
And burying him in the sand.
Yeah. Right? It's so funny because the first time I went to Emerald Isle, I was 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the beach. At that age, you know, you're looking for girls.
Right.
You know, you want to, you know, you're trying to gather get relationships from other people and talk to other people. I cannot wait, now that I have a son, I cannot wait to build a little rinky-dinky sandcastle.
Heck yeah,
isn't that awesome?
And just splash around.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
So pumped.
You build
so
those little canals in the water that go down to the ocean's edge.
See the little minnows when there's a...
Oh, yeah.
When I was in like 8th or 9th grade, my sister, who's 12 years older than me, had her first child. And we were at the beach, and she asked me if I would just keep an eye on her for a little bit.
Yeah.
She was about Dr. J's age. And I was like, sure, of course. And I lost her.
Oh, my God.
I lost her
in
about 2 minutes.
What?
I lost her because the Jersey beaches are what you're talking
packed.
About. They're so packed.
Right.
And she was little, and I was stupid. And I lost her, and it was like, it seemed like it took hours to find her. Of course, it was probably less than 10 minutes. But to this day, it just fills me with such terror.
She was playing with somebody else?
Yeah, she was fine. She was just playing and
but
doing
But you think
thing.
She's there. She's in the water.
Right.
She's dead. I mean,
right.
Something horrible.
Surrounding.
A tragedy.
Exactly. She's
caught
been abducted.
Right.
There's a riptide.
Right.
There's a horseshoe crab.
Right. And there's Kath reading Teen Magazine. Hey, I missed a spot on my suntan. Where's the kid?
Gosh.
Where'd that kid go to?
She didn't ask me to watch her kids for another good decade.
I'm sure, until you had your own.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Okay, well, Mike, enjoy your beach vacation, my friend.
I'm going to love it.
Yeah, let's have some photos. We can post them on our Facebook page.
Exactly. Sure. No, when you're down there, I bet you'll see quite a lot of nice homes. So we were talking about McMansions yesterday. We wanted to talk about this story yesterday, and then we got too caught up in other things and ran out of time.
So I'm looking at this from The Atlantic, and the headline is, Are McMansions Making People Any Happier? Now, you know the McMansion, right? Everybody knows what a McMansion is. It's not quite a mansion, but it's not your average home either.
Still a lot bigger than the average house in America.
So the premise is that American homes are a heck of a lot bigger than they used to be. In 1973, the Census Bureau started to track the size of American homes. And so the median size of a newly built home in 73 was about 1,500 square feet.
Is that right?
Right.
Wow.
In 2015, it's 2,800 square feet. The rise.
So it's almost doubled.
Almost.
Who wants that?
It's way too big for me.
See, I kind of want it.
I don't.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. I kind of do.
I've been looking at houses for the last few months.
Yeah.
Anything over 2,000 square foot.
Too big.
I'm like tired from walking around it.
That's exactly
it. I don't want that.
Seriously, what is wrong with you guys? You guys being tired walking around the
house.
Here's
the deal. You're like in the living room or your family room or wherever you are, and you're watching TV, and then you get a snack.
Yes.
Okay. By the time you go to the kitchen, make the snack, bring the snack back in the kitchen, the snack's cold or you've missed a quarter of the show that you're watching.
You're totally exaggerating the amount.
You might as well need a distance. You might as well just put a fridge in your living room.
Exactly. Or a trolley to get you from one side of the room to the other. You know, I had one of those little old people movers. I'm going over to the bathroom. That'd be okay.
You're
going to
be like Job on Arrested Development.
That'd be fine.
I like it. Okay.
Okay. So the rise combined with this drop of the average number of people per household, which has decreased, has translated to a heck of a lot more room
for
homeowners.
Okay, so that's interesting. So we're having less children, but our houses are bigger.
Yes. By one estimate, each newly built house in 1973 had an average of 570 square feet per resident. Now, nearly twice that size, 990 square feet per person today for new houses.
I don't need that.
All right? Now, listen, here's the deal. Despite a major upscale of single-family homes since 1980, there is a deep household dissatisfaction in the American suburbs.
Really?
The reason has to do with how people compare their houses, here we are, the Joneses, with others in the neighborhood, particularly the big homes. A paper was written. They looked at the construction of homes that are 90% larger than other homes. And they find that people tend to compare homes. And that comparison, the smaller the home in the newer construction areas, the deeper the dissatisfaction. People.
Wait. Say that again. So if you live in the McMansion neighborhood and you have a small home,
a small McMansion.
Yeah. So you're dissatisfied.
Right.
Because you don't have a big.
Exactly.
House.
To be clear. Having more space does generally lead to people saying that they're more pleased with their home. But the problem is that the satisfaction often doesn't last if another bigger home pops up nearby.
Okay, so you would be satisfied with your big house until there's a bigger house.
Right. Someone says that if I bought a house to feel like I'm king of the neighborhood, but then a new king arises, it makes me feel very bad.
Okay, well, why are you buying a house so that you can think of yourself as king of the neighborhood?
Ego.
Problem one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
I want to be the person that says, I don't care about homes or worldly possessions, but I really do like space.
But here's the deal. Your kids are like my kids.
Yeah.
They're ready to leave the home.
Right.
And then it's you and your husband. All that cleaning. I mean, how about people who have like 4 bathrooms or 5 bathrooms?
See, I would love that.
Oh, I would hate that.
Oh, see, I like bathrooms.
Listen.
You know why? Because we have the same situation because we've only had 1 bathroom. Aren't you tired of having 1 bathroom?
I just use 1 at a time.
No, but you have – see, you don't have daughters, though. There's a lot more that goes on in a girl's bathroom.
Listen to me. I'm telling you, there were 9 people in my house growing up. There were 6 women in my house. I've got this.
I know how to operate. And you had 1 bathroom.
1 bathroom and a Pittsburgh toilet. I was more than fine. Plus, I had the backyard. Just saying.
Bigger does not mean better. But if you asked your sisters – if they wish they had more bathrooms, they would all say yes. Because girls in a bathroom, there's a lot of product.
Right.
There's a lot of accoutrement.
Yes.
There's a lot of everything.
The things you learn as a guy with 5 sisters in a 1 bathroom. You go, what's going on in there? Well, look at all those. They had a bag of curlers that was the size of Yankee Stadium.
I'm sure the Pittsburgh toilet served you well, John.
Oh, it did. We were best friends. That was like my own area. Seriously. Anyway, bigger's not better.
Anyway, hey, your weekend's begun.
Oh, that's right. It's 14 minutes past the 5 o'clock hour. Okay. Oh, hey, we missed that. We missed our grand old flag.
It's all right.
Sorry.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay, hey, we're talking Father's Day in a few minutes, so stick around with that. Hey, this weekend, of course, is Father's Day, and if you're going to help Dad celebrate, the best place to go is to the Spring House because there's no cooking involved for Mom. Marsh is with us from the Spring House. Hey, Marsh, how you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
Good. I heard a rumor that there's going to be a chicken barbecue this weekend. Is that true?
Yes, chicken barbecue and a steak fry cap.
Oh, good golly.
So we got all the bases covered.
Oh, that just sounds fabulous.
So the 2 cousins will be, Donnie and Josh, cousins will be out there cooking up the steak and barbecuing the chicken with our secret butter sauce. We do a homemade marinade that will marinate it in 24 hours, the steak, and then do it right before we open. And it's really yummy. It's a New York strip loin that we slice down and marinate. And then we'll have all kinds of yummy sides to deal with it, corn pudding, Alabama veggies, cabbage and noodles, green beans and red potatoes, and a whole bunch more. Lots of homemade desserts, and we have live music during the day, and we have free ice cream cones all day long for dads,
nice.
And so it'll be a really fun day, a great time to come on out to the farm.
Very nice. Now, are reservations necessary, Marcia?
No, we can't do reservations, but we will have extra seating out over under the tent outside. Hopefully the sun's going to shine. And we'll bring in some extra tables inside the store, too.
Nice. Okay, so Mom, kids, treat Dad, but don't have to do the work yourself. Marsh is there. The cousins are there. The sons are there. They're doing the work with the excellent food. Marsha, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Father's Day. Get to the Spring House.
101.5 WORD.
What will bring revival to our country and maybe even the world? Well, many say it's prayer, but with more people praying than ever before, perhaps there's something more. That's one of the great topics our teacher, Dr. J. Vernon McGee, is discussing this week as our study of 1 Thessalonians continues on through the Bible. I'm Steve Schwetz, and I'll be sure to save a seat on the Bible bus just for you.
Through the Bible, this evening at 9 p.m. on 101.5 WORD.
If you'd like a smartphone that's really smart, download the OnePlace.com app, the app that will inspire your faith daily and provide answers to the biggest questions of all. OnePlace lets you download your favorite pastor's programs and listen, even offline or in airplane mode, with easy connections to your Bluetooth speaker or dashboard. To download your free OnePlace app, visit the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store for your Android device and search for OnePlace. That's one place.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season, 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Are you looking to grow your career with an advanced degree? With 100% online programs and regional centers in South Point, Cranberry, and Penn Center East, Waynesburg University has a program to fit your needs and your schedule. We offer flexible and affordable graduate programs in business, counseling, education, criminal investigation, and nursing, as well as degree completion programs in nursing, business, and criminal justice. Waynesburg University's programs will equip you with the knowledge and expertise needed to implement coursework into your daily work and grow your career. To learn more, visit waynesburg.edu.
Dr. Scott Keith is with us, and Dr. Scott, one of his pieces, he writes this: where have all the fathers gone? 43% of all children in the United States live in a home where there is no father. 43%. The ramifications, he says, are grim. A staggering 63% of all youth suicides, 90% of all runaway children, and 80% of convicted rapists live in a home where there is no father. Dr. Scott Keith, he is executive director of 1517, the Legacy Project, and adjunct professor of theology at Concordia University. Here to talk to us about being dad, father, as a picture of God's grace. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Scott.
Boy, those statistics about fathers not being in the home, that is, there's no other word than crisis.
Yeah, there really is no other word than crisis. And those statistics are from back when I wrote the book. It's actually, even in just the last 4 years, even a little bit worse. The closest estimate is closer to 46% now and reaching towards 50%.
Holy smokes. No, Scott, in reading about you, I understand that your dad passed away when you were just a two-year-old baby, and so you grew up essentially without a dad in your house, but somehow you found your way.
I did. The data tells us that children who grew up in a home where there's no father because the dad died are much better off. And the majority of kids who grew up in fatherless homes whose dads are just not present or never were or who left or are not in the home because of divorce.
So then who taught you to be a dad?
You know, I came across many mentors in my life. Originally, it was my grandfather who, when my dad died, my mom moved back to her hometown and we lived right down the street from my grandparents. So my grandfather until he died and my uncle until he actually divorced out of our family. And then various fathers of friends really stepped in. And then I could name for you several men who served that role for me who were actually bosses of mine in the first jobs that I had. Who really, for some reason, understood what I needed and didn't have and really fulfilled that role. I ended up working at a Christian camp from the time I was 15 years old over the summers. And the two men who run that camp to this day are some of my greatest father figures.
Outstanding. You know, I grew up with a bunch of neighborhood kids, and there was one kid in our neighborhood who didn't have a dad. His dad died at an early age, like your dad. But, you know, of the six or eight guys that I hung out with, everybody had a dad, you know, a World War II dad who was strong but silent, but, you know, you stepped out of line, that guy'd be on you. And I often think about this. There was a time when I was like about 12 years old, and it was like 8 o'clock on a summer night, and one of the guy's dads, whenever he wanted his kid to come home, he would whistle this sharp, high whistle. And even though he wasn't, you know, my dad and the rest of the guys in that group, when we heard that whistle, everybody would freeze. I mean, you'd freeze and you'd think, oh, yeah, Mr. Soderbergh is calling Jimmy home. And I remember one time we were like 12 years old and that whistle came. And at 12, we knew enough that we thought we had it all together. And we all froze. And the guy whose dad it was, he mumbled under his breath, "Not today." And everybody ran and we laughed because we were sort of breaking away from that authority. We were sort of like this wild pack of kids who were free, even though we knew that there was that tether to us. We were somehow, you know, taking a step forward. We were growing away from our fathers, disobeying, but in some ways it was a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is, and one of the things I say in the book is that men will recognize that there are men that have come into their lives that can change a room by walking into it.
Got that right.
And we call that masculinity, right? And masculinity is one of the things that in our current society is just under attack, whether it's via Gillette commercials or sitcoms or TV and media in general. The one thing you don't want to be is a masculine man. But what if, you know, what if that didn't have negative connotations attached to it? What if being a masculine man actually meant that you were strong and maybe showed your strength through through integrity and through love and through care and through protection and through forgiveness? What if you, you know, had this character about you where you actually could change things, but the change that you brought to things wasn't through the force of physical power, but mainly just through what you bring with you, the character that you bring with you and the respect that people have for you because of who you are and that you are living up to your calling as a father and as a man.
Yeah.
We need to get that back. We need to inspire young men to want to be good men. Mm-hmm. We need to inspire young men to want to be good fathers. Otherwise, our society really is in deep trouble.
We sure
and so
are.
Is the church.
So you talk about this in being dad, father as a picture of God's grace, that, you know, the father of the prodigal son, that as that son left him and dissed him and just, you know, sullied the family's reputation, when that son was coming home, that father in some ways sort of perched himself up, looking in the distance for that son to come home. And that masculinity, I mean, I'm sure that father was mocked, but it was also beautiful as well.
Yeah, it's a really pretty picture, and the reason I use that is because it's the only time in Scripture where we get a really elongated picture presented to us by Christ of what a father is like. And of course, he's talking about God the Father, but he's using, I call it characters. He's using characters that we would recognize, and he uses a man who has two sons. And we often hear that story and we think, oh, he's such a great father, when everything in us would, if we knew this man, would tell us he was a horrible father. He gives in to this younger son when he makes this incredibly incredulous demand of him. He really sullies the family's reputation. He loses half of everything that he owns for the sake of this kid. He doesn't care about him or the family or the reputation or the religion or the culture at all. But he is the most masculine man in the Bible simply because of the force of character it takes to love his son through all this. And to wait for his son through all this. And the strength that it takes to forgive somebody who had harmed him so much is the picture that Christ presents to us of what our relationship with God the Father is. The side benefit we get is it's actually a picture of what it means to be a man and a father, too. But it's a completely countercultural picture. It's a strength of a kind that we're not used to seeing because it doesn't come with a muscle shirt and tattoos.
Yeah, that's good.
It comes with patience. It comes with kindness. It comes with a strength to forgive. It takes more strength to forgive somebody who's harmed you than it does to lift weights by a long shot.
Dr. Scott Keith, being dad, father as a picture of God's grace. Scott, we live in this horrific time frame now where we're become immune in some ways to young men as mass shooters. And oftentimes these guys, you know, these young men leave behind manifestos where they call out all sorts of things in the lives. But, you know, I'm the father of two sons, a 19-year-old and a 21-year-old. And I see them, you know, alone in a room playing video games with their buddies or strangers around the world. And you know, they're not addicted, but I worry about that addiction. And I know there are millions of young men who are out there who are addicts to that video game and to those screens. And I know the call in my own life, and it took me a long time to find this, is to learn how to be comfortable in the company of other men and to have that strong network of men around me that I can confide in, that I can laugh and cry with and hear their stories and hear their problems and support each other. And in many ways, that's the church for me in 21st century. And I think a lot of guys, they tend to be that lone wolf, and we do ourselves a great disservice in society because of that.
We sure do. I mean, first of all, on the mass shooting, what the media doesn't tell us is how many of those men are fatherless. How many of those young men who shoot up this, that, and the other and kill people without a second thought grew up in fatherless homes. Mm-hmm. It's a very high, very, very high percentage. It's in the 90 percentile. That's completely underreported. Secondly, we as men, what we don't have, I have a book coming out in September on the importance of male friendship. And this is one of the things I point out in that book is that we've lost that cultural structure to support us men getting together with other men. we've completely lost it. We need to get some of that back because we need it for support. We don't have it. Men who get married is very much looked down upon if they leave the home and their responsibilities at home, helping with housework after they go to work and with the sort of daily chores of the children after they've been to work, because both people are working, so both have to chip in. But men need that. They need to get out. They need to spend company with other men. The last thing I want to say is about your son. They have you, and they know, I'm sure, that you love them, and I know they know that you worry about them.
Yeah.
And that is all the difference to them. Your kids are going to be okay. That doesn't mean that it's going to be easy, because I've raised two sons, too. It's not going to be easy, even as they get older. But they're going to be okay. And the reason they're going to be okay is because God has called you into their lives, and you've stuck.
Yeah.
You've stuck with it.
I mean, I want to be with them. And I believe, you know, as important as it was for me and for, you know, fathers to be there when the boys are young, that especially at this time in their lives, I think this is the most important time for me to be a father for these 19 and 21-year-old kids that I have.
My greatest criticism of modern parenting books, even those that are starting to come out encouraging men to be good fathers, is that they deal with when the kids are babies.
Mm.
And to be honest with you, the time I was probably the worst father was when my kids were babies. I didn't know what the heck to do.
Yeah.
This isn't the part that's natural to me. The part that God has made natural to me and how he's made me and called me to be in is the actual raising, the actual conversation, the actual time spent, the actual teaching and mentoring and guiding, which comes when they're older. And honestly, my oldest is 24 and married and has two kids of his own. It doesn't stop.
The father. Hey, Scott, thanks a lot. We really appreciate you being with us. Listen, come back and join us again. Clearly, you're a man of godly wisdom, so let's continue that conversation.
Sounds good. Anytime.
Our pleasure. Scott Keith, Being Dad is his work, Father as a Picture of God's Grace.
My daughter's a student at Grove City College, and she spent the last 9 months in the classroom being trained in all sorts of disciplines. She's gotten good theological training. She's got a lot of work in social science, and she's going to be a high school history teacher. And so she's also taken a lot of classes in how to manage kids and how to think about education and all those sorts of things. But the classroom's the classroom, right? I mean, it's a controlled environment. And it's theory only. Well, now that it's hit summer, now she's working with actual kids in the city of Pittsburgh. And these kids have a lot of challenges that my daughter didn't have. And so all the desire she has to work with the kids would in large part maybe go to waste if she didn't have some actual training in how to manage a classroom or how to deal with kids or what actual emotional development looks like in a kid. And that's why I think that the training you get at Grove City College is so essential for when you actually get out in the world and try to do something effective for somebody else.
That's right. You know, you've heard this. If it's a Christian education, well, it's got to be second rate. Well, I'll tell you what, with Grove City College, nothing can be further from the truth. Rigorous academics and deep end theology. Look, both of our kids, Kath and I, they attend Grove City College, love Grove City College. We would encourage you, if you've got a high school junior or senior, check out Grove City College online for that next step forward, gcc.edu. That is Grove City College.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque.
Mm-hmm, not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21040 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/1/19. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Sometimes if you've heard this as a
single person, and I know it's well-intended. When people say to you, don't you worry.
Word FM presents writer, comedian, and playwright Sherry Lynn.
God's going to send that person for you.
It's Ladies Night Out, June 21st at the Bible Chapel.
What's wrong with that thought process is it says that those of you who are married were ready when you got married. I saw some wives looking at their husband like, we've been married 23 years, he's still ain't ready.
For tickets and group discounts, go to wordfm.com.
Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight, the low 55. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, becoming breezy with a shower or thunderstorm around. Late in the day, the high tomorrow 76. Periods of rain and a thunderstorm tomorrow night, low 64. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, high 77 degrees. With your AccuWeather weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Danielle Niddle.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? Precious kisses won't define me. Lovers never ask you why.
It's Boy George's birthday.
Oh, Boy George.
Mm-hmm.
What was once an oddity is now mainstream.
Mm-hmm. It is commonplace.
Right. I mean, Boy George.
The Culture Club is no longer a club.
No. No. It's actually a mass movement,
mm-hmm.
or it's the world as we know it. How old is he? 50?
I think he's 53.
Yeah.
Which is
surprising. I thought he was older.
He's much younger. He must have been extreme. He must have been like just 20 years old. Well, based on his name.
Yeah. Boy George.
Yeah.
53.
So how about that?
The president is, President Trump. It's also his birthday today.
Yes, it is. Now, I don't know how old the president
is. He's 73.
73. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's also our general manager here at Word FM.
Brad.
Yep. It's Brad's birthday.
Hey.
Yeah, nice. We had a little luncheon for him today. That's
Brad
good.
Marshall.
Yeah.
And he said he was feted today.
Feted.
Yeah. And yes. I don't mean F-E-T-I-D.
Right.
Because that would be bad.
No.
I mean, F-E-T-E-D, yes. Which is different.
When you're feta, wouldn't you like to have some feta cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't
that would be
nice.
But that doesn't have anything to do with either one of the
think
other
so.
Words.
I know.
Anyway, happy birthday to all those guys. I'll tell you what, New Mike's excited because he's a gigantic Culture Club fan.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not. No way.
What do we get that Boy George tattoo on your back.
Seriously?
Seriously, dude.
I have a pit. I'm about to throw up.
Oh, come
that's
on.
That's how much I hate that song.
Mike.
It's the worst song ever.
At least we didn't have you play Karma Chameleon.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm okay with that one.
Wait, so what's some misspent youth and you get that Boy George tattoo? Is that the deal?
No, I don't have a Boy
oh,
George
please.
Tattoo.
Oh, please, don't be
he's
making up
tales. He's probably going to have to pay $1,600 to
no
get that thing taken off.
No one would pay me enough money to give me that kind of tattoo.
Do you really want to hurt me? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you really want to make me cry?
WORD.
Next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
Today, if you hear his voice, today, meaning this day of opportunity, not this just this 24-hour period, but right now, to harden your heart is to resist and rebel against the work of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Tune in next time for PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint tonight at 9:30 on 101.5 WORD.
Have you been denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates because of a low credit score? Join the thousands of people who've relied on creditrepair.com to help rebuild their credit score.
I went to get my first car. I had to get a used car, high interest, and so I knew that things were done from there.
For over 15 years, we've helped thousands with their search for solutions to credit issues. We communicate with you, your creditors, and the credit bureaus with a unique approach designed to remove items like late payments, collections, charge-offs, liens, bankruptcy, and foreclosures that are unfair or inaccurate.
And I've gone up 40 points already.
There are many services offering to tell you your credit score and even monitor it for you. But what good is just knowing your credit score when what you really need is to fix it? Credit Repair members see a significant improvement in their credit scores month after month. Call now to get your no-obligation credit consultation, including your free credit score and free summary credit report. Don't delay. Call 800-859-0720. That's 800-859-0720. 800-859-0720.
Providence Presbyterian Church, Washington Alliance Church, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, St. John the Baptist Church, Impact Christian Church, The Bible Chapel,
What do all these churches from various denominations have in common?
Nello Construction.
Design and build with one company.
Nello Construction.
Full service construction from the ground up.
Renovation. Expansion.
Nello Construction. The choice for churches.
See the projects.
Begin the journey
at NelloConstruction.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Kevin Hart is back to voice Snowball in The Secret Life of Pets 2, which he says is a great addition to the first one.
The thing that makes this film stand out outside of the first one is just the progression. To see more questions get answered. Not only what they do, but how far do they go to protect what they truly believe in? How much do they value what's considered to be their homes, their families? What levels are they willing to go through to protect those things?
The Secret Life of Pets 2, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Yeah, we're talking to Sherry Lynn. She's the producer and the co-host of The Brant Hanson Show, which is a syndicated radio program across the U.S., but she's going to be here for Ladies Night Out, which is coming up on Friday night, June 21st at the Bible Chapel. Tickets are available right now at wordfm.com. I cannot wait. It is going to be an absolutely terrific evening for the women of Pittsburgh.
Serious.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I had this idea. I didn't know if it was going to be a Facebook post or a bit or whatever, about how much I admire my Facebook me.
Yeah.
How much I love her because
yes.
My Facebook Sherry.
Well, that's good, Sherry.
Facebook Sherry has no problems.
Yeah.
Like she has such a great life. She does. She's never sick. Mm. She's traveling all the time.
Right.
Nieces are well behaved. Her mother is in perfect health and smiling with her on the beach. With a non-alcoholic Bellini, of course. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm like, man, I love social media, Sherry.
Oh, yeah. And always smiling. Always
she
smiling.
She is. She's fantastic. Never has an attitude. Right. Never corrected by the Holy Spirit. Why would she have to be?
She gives somebody the finger. Oh, no, she was just scratching an itch. That's all.
Who do you admire? Who do you want to be? I want to be social media Sherry. I aspire to be
good.
Social media Sherry.
That's nice. Good.
She's amazing.
It's kind of like a Barbie doll.
That's good.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Like, we've crafted these lives for ourselves. You know what I mean? And then it's almost like an avatar of yourself.
It is. It's so true.
And so you put an avatar of yourself out there, and now we're sitting back and we're watching our avatar interact with other avatars, and it's all, but it's not, you don't see the exhaustion. You certainly don't see that.
Nope. Love you. Here's a picture of a sunset.
With your feet crossed. Yeah. I don't know where we started that at.
No, right.
When that became the international symbol of relaxation, right. Is that I had to see your feet in at the bottom of the frame.
Yeah. That's crossed. A nasty. Would you cut those nails, would you please? Someone.
Yeah, it's so distracting. I can't pay attention to Mount Masumi Wumi that's been behind you or wherever you are. Because why are you – I just don't understand that. And I did have, again, trying to work on a bit, not for the 21st, but thinking through, like, where that started and then thinking about feet crossed in the Bible.
Mm.
So, like, Moses' feet before, in front of the Red Sea, and then the guys in front of the fiery furnace, and then – Jesus, right, like with his clothes from the resurrection.
Nice.
There and his feet crossed. Like how far did that go? But anyway, I don't understand where we started that.
No,
but
that's right. Good.
No, I think there's also an existential point you're making in that. I was watching Parks and Rec last night, and Leslie Knope she had just gotten elected to city council, and so she had arrayed all of her heroes in framed photographs on this mantle behind her. So she had Nancy Pelosi and Janet Reno and Hillary Clinton, right?
Uh-huh.
Everyone. And her.
I remember that. That was there for a long time.
She, and me.
Yeah. She said, me. I'm not beyond admitting that I'm often inspired by myself.
I wish we would admit that sometimes, because sometimes we really do believe that, don't we?
Right, yeah, I thought that was really good. I liked
That's
it.
Good.
Oh, God.
And here's a picture of my dog.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm inspired right by your dog, John.
Thank you. I am, too. Okay. Yes.
Actually, yeah, I like it's Gus, right?
It's Gus, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gus is good people.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
also, yay, social media Gus is all right, too, in my book.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah,
here's
yeah.
the thing. Social media Gus and the real Gus are the same.
They are the same. Yeah.
He's living that life for real.
Right. Believe me. He's a low rider and happy about
right.
it.
And when he scratches an itch, I know he's not giving me the finger.
No. Not the Gus I know.
No Gussie.
And his so, feet always look good.
Yeah.
I have to tell you guys this. Two things. First of all, and this is going to sound super spiritual, but you guys know how I am, and I actually do believe in this. Like, whenever I do comedy stuff, it is serious to me, which
yeah.
sounds weird, but it is really serious
sure.
to me, because all of these women are coming to
yeah.
this place, and you're bringing all of these things with you. You've had to pretend that you're this person or that person, all this baggage you're bringing with you. You know what I mean? And you're just coming. I want people to come and be free and laugh, right? And so I've been traveling and, you know, tired. And last night, right before being super spiritual, I'm going to, you know, read a scripture and then go to bed. And God, you know, I just really want something, you know, that just kind of solidifies that this is going to be a great night and that everyone's going to enjoy themselves and it's going to be everything you want it to be. And I go, honestly, guys, I go to Mark chapter 6. Why, I don't know.
Okay.
Mark chapter 6, verse, well, I look and I see red, which we know is Jesus. So I said, well, let's read what it is. Honestly, this happened last night. A prophet is without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And I was like, whoa, well, there's a.
This whole thing's going to nosedive.
Well, welcome. Get your tickets now for Sherry Lynn on sale at wordfm.com or not.
Or
not, because who the
thing.
I mean, who's Sherry Lynn? I mean, maybe the rest of the country's hip to this, but we're Pittsburgh, so.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, wow. And I just gently put the phone on the nightstand in the hotel there and thought, okay, well, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so hopefully that was so funny to me. And I know that people do that. Like, you're always, like, when you're looking for a sign or you want something and you,
right.
and you're like, okay, God, I'm just going to open this Bible. Show me something. And it, like, opens up to, like, Lamentations 3, and it's like,
right.
you smoke them all.
Like, yeah.
That's my word for my situation.
Good.
Exactly. See, that's to balance. What happened to you last night is to balance out all the times you did do that. You went to it and you were like, you know, I need something good, and you got something good.
Yeah.
Well, this is God saying, you know what? I'm not your circus dog.
You win some, you lose some.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't play the lotto.
I don't perform on command.
That's right. Stop rolling the dice. So anyway, I believe that it's going to be a wonderful event. I also have to tell you guys this. I've been so tired. I was first in Cincinnati, and then I went to Houston, and then I was in L.A. And in L.A., and again, this is not me saying, look at me, because I'm completely exhausted. I have to do this. It's called Fish Fest. It's for fish stations. It's Christian music. And I have to host it. And I have to interview Toby Mack, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, when I start getting, like, super exhausted, and I'm sure you guys can relate, a lot of people can relate, I start to shut down inside. Can you guys, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, believe
inside,
me.
Like, my mind starts shutting down. My insides start shutting down. And then it's like an outer body experience where you see you walking away.
Sure.
And you're like, no, don't go. We still have work to do. So I can feel myself shutting down. And I'm like, no, you still have to do the Toby Mack thing here. So he had burnt his hand on something.
Mm.
And we're backstage. And I said, oh, what happened to your hand? And he said, I burnt my hand like baking or something. He said, I wish it was something cool, but it was baking or something. I was like, okay. He said, but I don't really want to talk about that. I said, okay, no problem. We get on stage, and you guys know how it is.
Oh,
once
no.
you shut down.
No!
And you have nothing inside anymore.
No!
I get to the stage. You guys know. I take the mic, and
yep.
I'm like, Toby Mack. And everyone's like, ah, and he comes on stage. And honestly, my brain was like, that's it.
That's the only thing.
There's nothing else here but burnt hands.
Hey, Toby, tell us about your big old burnt hand.
After?
That's exactly what I did. Oh, my goodness. If we could have had a picture of his face. Like, did I not just tell you? And honestly, in my brain, nothing. It was just burnt hand flashing in neon. Like, that is what we're going to talk about, and nothing. And I'm scrambling in my brain. All this is happening within, you know, 11 seconds.
Right.
And, yeah. And so he's like, well, yeah, I burnt it. And we have to go there because here we are in front of, there was 10,000 people that were there. Yeah. And I just, I got off stage and I was like, I am so, when you're like this exhausted.
Right.
And again, this is not a woe is me thing because I know moms, you know, dealing with kids every day, you get to that exhaustion level where you're like, I don't have another thing to give. And so in my head, I'm always thinking, if the last thing you have to give is I'm going to go to this ladies' night out, I want to make sure that it's something where you leave refreshed and you feel excited and happy and joy, more than happy, just joy. An overall sense of well-being is what I'm hoping for.
Fabulous. Tickets on sale at wordfm.com. Sherry Lynn's in town. Check out the Bible Chapel. Place is going to be rocking and rolling with lots of fun.
Call that special man. It's time to gather him up and head on out to the Springhouse for our annual Father's Day steak and chicken fry. That's right, steak and chicken, both marinated and cooked to perfection over an open pit outdoors. And to complete this great Dad's Day meal, we're making baked mashed potatoes, Ed's green beans, corn pudding, Alabama casserole, Dutch greens, homemade rolls, rice pudding, blondies, brownies, and of course all of our Springhouse drinks featuring our famous chocolate milk. That's right, you can't beat it. There will be live music and inside and outside seating and a free ice cream cone for every dad. Come to the Springhouse to treat your dad to a special day. Call 228-3339 for more details.
We talk about, oh, we're thematic, we're integrated, but what that means at Jubilee is very different.
Jubilee Christian School Principal April Eisman on their award-winning integrated curriculum.
The scripture is infused in everything, science, math, English. It's not, okay, we're going to have Bible class, and then we're going to go have science. Everything is infused with the scripture. Not only that, but it's thematic. And that is very hard to do. You can't go and buy this curriculum. I've never seen anything like it.
Imagine, believe, achieve at JubileeCS.org.
At Extreme Car and Truck in Bridgeville, find extreme accessories for all your dirty jobs, like hauling landscape supplies. Protect your vehicle with spray-on bedliners, tonneau covers, WeatherTech floor liners, and more. Say goodbye to dirt and grime inside and out with extreme detailing. Plus, lift kits, electronics, and remote starters. Always a favorite. Extreme Car and Truck in Bridgeville. For the extreme in all of us. At extremetruck.net.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
This month at Napa Auto Parts stores, get $25 or more off brand new DeWalt power tools by trading in your old ones. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. While supplies last, offer ends June 30th.
I love the joy that children bring to the office.
Good dental habits begin early with Dr. Megan Stock.
I like creating those good, positive first experiences.
My mommy is a really good dentist and she'll take good care of you.
Visit StockFamilyDentistry.com.
You have my word on it.
I'll tell you, John, you know, I want to take this opportunity to say happy Father's Day to you.
Hey, thank you.
And happy Father's Day to you, new Mike.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, really excited for you guys to have a wonderful day on Sunday.
Looking forward to it.
I think you're both awesome dads.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And I have an idea for a gift if your families are currently listening. They just might want to consider something that they would not have considered until I'm reading this article here.
No, wait. Now, this came up a couple of days ago. My youngest said, Dad, what would you like for Father's Day? And I was like, honey, I don't want anything.
I do not need a gift from you. So he was thrilled.
Right. See, whenever I say I don't want a gift, that's code for I do want a gift.
Oh, no.
Okay, no, I'm kidding. This is about you guys and Father's Day. Okay. And so I want to tell you that I found an article at a website called Study Finds, and this is what it is. If you guys feel like there's nothing that you want, and if your families, as I said, are listening thinking, what do I get for these guys? How about some plastic surgery?
Well, I got to be honest. I don't need it.
I'm not there yet.
Okay, listen.
I'm fine with who I am.
All right, both of you pipe down for a minute and listen. A new study claims that cosmetic procedures are growing in popularity.
What?
Among men, so much so that they're becoming common. That's in quotation marks.
Oh, really?
Father's Day requests for many.
Really? See, that's a slippery slope.
Okay, no, wait.
I feel bad for those men that
want
it.
Me too. Once you start.
Research conducted by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons shows that more fathers are turning to what's referred to as the daddy do-over.
Oh, boy.
The daddy do-over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's to improve your looks and confidence at the same time, you guys. It's a spinoff of the mommy makeover. This is a masculine take, though, and it involves both surgical and non-surgical body contouring and facial adjustments performed in one single operation.
Facial adjustments.
Yeah. No, it's good.
No.
In fact, the report finds that 1.3 million cosmetic procedures were performed on men
really?
In 2018.
Really?
That's up 30%.
Wow. Now, my wife used to work for a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
She had stories to tell. But when you look at, like, the Hollywood elite, like, when you see – have you seen photos of, like, Kenny Rogers?
Oh, can you believe what Kenny Rogers looks like?
Not good.
He looks like someone who used to stand next to Kenny Rogers. Like, he doesn't
– Kenny Rogers looked like somebody walked up behind him and said, boo, and then he looked surprised and was frozen that way for the rest of his natural life.
It's so terrible.
It is. I mean, it's a slippery slope. Once you start, you cannot stop.
What? Gary Busey.
The same thing. Oh, that's horrible.
I mean, Gary Busey could be worse.
Yeah.
Smokey Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love Smokey. And he can still sing. I don't know how old he is, but he can still sing.
Nope.
It is so wonderful.
Not good.
But his face doesn't move.
No.
Who's Mr. Vegas?
Wayne Johnny
Newton.
Mathis.
No,
you're
Newton.
Right. Wayne Newton.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah. Again. And everybody in the
why
room.
Why do I always get them confused?
Johnny
why do
Mathis
I always
and
say
Wayne
Johnny
Newton?
Mathis and Wayne Newton together.
Oh,
in my head, they're the same person.
It's a world of difference.
I'm sorry. I apologize to them.
But everybody in the world knows that you've had all this work done, and they also
right.
know that you don't look good with the work.
Right.
So why bother?
Why does everybody keep doing it? What
ego?
About Melanie Griffith?
Oh, that poor dear.
I feel so badly
me
for
too,
her.
Me too, of course.
I mean, I'm sure she's a lovely person.
I mean, when you... I understand that you want to, you know, look your best
right.
and you want to feel youthful and all mm-hmm. that. But isn't there something
else
about looking
yeah.
just natural?
I think that would be very hard in the Hollywood atmosphere.
I guess.
So much is based on your looks if you're a woman. So, I mean, most everything is based on you. What do you mean so much? Everything's based on your looks.
Yeah.
If that's in your environment.
No, thanks. Seriously, I appreciate it. Maybe I do a little liposuction.
Would you like? Oh, now we're talking.
Could lose a little belly
okay,
fat.
I do have a couple details here. It does say Botox injections
yeah.
have become more accepted.
Okay.
There were 500,000 procedures last year.
What? Then you have to keep on doing that, right?
I don't know.
They go away, then you have to
what
go
about,
back in.
What about a filler injection?
Filler. Yeah, like
yeah.
filler.
Uh-huh. What's that? Where do you,
I don't know. Where are you putting filler in? Around, I don't know.
I don't know. Like you're poking at your eye. You're
face.
Looking at your nose.
I know a guy that got calf injections.
Calf?
Calf
yeah.
injections.
Like implants.
Yeah, calf implants.
Yeah.
He tried and tried and tried to work out his calves and was not, for some reason, muscles weren't growing there.
Muscle. Your calves.
Yeah.
So you're worried about
so
your calves. You got too
to
much
get
time on your
calf
hands.
Come on. Muscle implants.
It's a
come,
thing.
It looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, that's a true story.
Have
is.
You seen chin
it
implants
is.
Or cheek yeah. implants?
Butt implants? People get legit butt implants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, are you guys considering butt implants for Sunday?
Yeah, you know, for me, it's called a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Come
does it
on.
Say that on the label?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, like a bag of chips. Does it say
caution.
Like...
Caution may cause butt implants.
Exactly.
On the Lay's potato
where's
chips.
Your Fritos and your dip, my friend?
Okay, would you... Seriously, would you ever get...
Never.
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 Absolutely
I mean,
no.
wait. Never say never, but... Why? At what point do you really need something
but
like that?
But you do
that?
Got a yeah. point, John. I would get lipo if needed, but I would never get an implant for calves or No.
Oh, well, how about, what about, you see men like with droopy eyes and they get, have like their eye work done. They pull back their, what, their eyelid.
My dad had that done only because.
How's he look?
His vision, it was actually impairing his vision.
Really?
Right. Okay.
Droopy eyeballs.
So that's different.
Right.
But he didn't do it for like cosmetic.
Did he look different?
Cosmetic reasons.
No.
I can't even tell.
Okay.
You know what I like to have? Job.
I want to have like lifelong mascara. You know how that you see like they do that? Like,
oh,
they tattoo
the
mascara.
Tattoo. Yeah,
you
want
have
that?
That?
Be, no,
what is it?
Kidding.
Are you doing this because it's Boy George's birthday?
What do you really want? Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm not having any work done. But anyway, thanks for the offer. But I apologize to all the plastic surgeons who may be listening. that's our core audience. Christian plastic surgeons.
Well, you know, I mean, there are good reasons for having plastic surgery, and there are bad ones. I mean, if you're a burn victim,
God
you definitely need plastic
surgery.
No,
of course you do. Poor people.
But perhaps when you've, you know, just because you've turned 50 is probably not the right reason.
No.
No.
But you can understand why people would like to do that. You know, like we were out at the country club last night with, you know, rubbing elbows with the hoo-haws.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, that's beautiful out there. And people have a lot of extra time and money. And,
that's right.
You know.
And they were all thinking how bad we looked.
Probably so.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, it's fine.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Hey, it's U.S. Open weekend.
Oh.
At Pebble Beach this year, which is my very favorite golf course ever of all time.
Is Tiger in the mix?
I don't know. I haven't seen the leaderboard today. I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
No, I don't think so. Last time I looked, I think Dustin Johnson was in the lead.
Really? Okay, so you don't make the cut. This is today's the cut, right?
Today's the cut.
All right. Anyway, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to everybody.
Happy Father's Day.
The Ride Home with John and Kathy, a production of Salem Media Group.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.